Hi there. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Of course, Daisy wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, you know, how it works and what's included, answer any questions you have, and then also to apply the established business rate. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Good, thank you.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. So, you know, I do know that Daisy does a pretty good job of outlining at least the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point other than the price?
No, that's pretty much it. I just want to know the packages.
Sure. Yeah, we do have a number of different packages. And, you know, if you're looking to get your entire service area, that, you know, 50, 60 miles, cover both residential and commercial clients, we can easily do that. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook paid ads, Apple Maps, you'd be looking at a flat rate of exactly $249.00. It would bill once a month for $249. Of course, it's our job to make sure that your phone is ringing. It is offered on a month-to-month basis, but of course, as long as you're getting phone calls and getting jobs from that first page placement, nobody counsels on profit. So, I mean, the whole point of it is to make sure that the website that you have, that your Facebook page, that everything that you've got for your business right now is easier for people to find, even if they don't already know the name of your company. Of course, they'll still be able to find you when they go on Google or Bing on their smartphone or computer and look for the services that you provide. Your company will be one of those top options that pop up. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it would just be a flat rate. And like I said, it would be $249 as an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. There's no lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, being that it's offered on a month-to-month basis, I mean, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something that you might want for your business at this point?
Oh, actually, yeah, I'd be interested in that.
I mean, you know, Google it, right? It's kind of what we say, it's what we do, it's where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And of course, every new customer that finds you online does become someone who can use your services again down the road or recommend you to their friends. So it's certainly going to help you to keep those calls and jobs coming in. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on, I mean, it's the number on your Facebook page, that's the one you would want your customers to call, right?
Yes.
And then I was looking for the website. The one on the Facebook page says DolanConstructionLLC.com, but that's not accurate, is it?
No, it should be dolanconstruction.org.
Without the LLC.
Yeah, let me double check.
Let me see if I can pull that up.
Yeah, dolanconstruction.org.
Okay, gotcha. So that would be the website that we would promote. And of course, oh, there, I like it. Pretty detailed. Talk about your services, even photos of some of the projects that you've done. So this would be the number then that you would want your customers to call, right? This is the business number.
Yes.
Okay. There is the other number too, the 985-288-8658.
Yeah, that's my personal number.
Oh, it is your personal number. So that would be a good number for us to reach you, but not really the one you want your customers to call. And then, of course, you are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. So you'll know exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search, etc. Did you have any questions for me?
No.
Okay. Your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There wouldn't be a physical address, like a brick-and-mortar showroom or physical location that you would be wanting us to promote for your business online?
No, not yet. I'm building
Okay.
a shop. I start building a shop tomorrow, or actually, yeah, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow I get my loan.
Okay. So when that changes, let us know. But I mean, Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run from the home, run from the truck. And of course, if customers don't come to you, that's okay too. Now, the email address that we have is the dolanconstruction35@gmail.com. That's still a good email address for you?
Yes.
Now, keep in mind, customers are going to call you directly. We'll be promoting that 504 number, and most of the time, everything, I mean, it has the click-to-call feature. They'll just be calling you directly. When we contact you regarding your account, you know, of course, we do use phone, text, and email. Emails are really just for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records. But do you have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email? Any of those,
email.
All of those?
Email.
You said email? Okay, perfect. Oh, and then, well, Daisy never did get your last name.
Dolan.
It is Dolan, like the business itself. And your first name?
Stephen.
Did you say Caesar?
Stephen with a P-H.
Oh, Peter. With a P-H? Oh, Stephen. I apologize. Stephen with a P-H. Okay. Yeah, so there's kind of like an echo in the background. So it distorts a little bit. So Stephen with a P-H. S-T-E-P-H-A-N. Stephen. All right. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, Mr. Dolan, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's kind of where we do the deep dive. We have one of our technicians call you to kind of verify information that we have, verify information off of your website, make sure that we know things like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing that I am required to do, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it bills once a month for the exact amount of $249. We're actually going to waive the initial setup fee, so it would be that $249 out the door to get everything started. And then before I do get to that voice verification, that first payment of $249, was that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
American Express.
And is it your first and last name on that card, the business name, any middle initial or anything like that?
Yeah, it's first and last name.
First and last. You said that was an American Express card. That should start with the 3. All American Express cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, give me 1 minute. All right, are you ready for that card number? It is 3767.
Yes, sir.
4785-2441-007.
And then the expiration month and year?
0728.
07 of 2028. And then the 4 digits on the front of the card?
9605.
So 9605?
Yep.
And then you said July or 07 of 2028 was the expiration date. I think I might have missed the number here. The card you said was 3767. And then was it 475?
No, 478-524-4107.
The eight was the one that I was missing. And then what was the actual billing address of that card?
The area code 70445.
70445. And the street address, just for our records?
30519. Highway 190.
Okay. And it was just first and last name on that particular card. No middle initial?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, like I said, I do need to do the voice verification. It is recorded, like I said, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually pretty straightforward. Give me one second here to get that pulled up. Okay. So, Mr. Dolan, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, can you state the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Dolan Construction.
And that's without the LLC, right? For the promoting of the business itself, you don't want the LLC to appear?
Correct.
Perfect. That's always my recommendation, too. Leave off the Inc. codes and LLCs. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Stephen Dolan. I'm owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Dolan, as the owner of Dolan Construction, Stephen, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course, make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did provide, that Amex card in your name, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Of course. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. It is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. So for that reason, Stephen, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and your potential customers. Mr. Dolan, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. As long as you answer the phone, you'll do well with the service. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Mr. Dolan, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. The reason that we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for any services that we're already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So I'm not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Dolan, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. For example, we wouldn't want someone to create a directory with the LLC as part of the business name, for example. That's fair enough, right?
Right.
Perfect. We're going to do what's called a NAP NSW Audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be promoting that existing website, and we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online, since no customers ever come to you. We do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically, too, but if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to give us that heads up. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, waiving the setup fee, reducing the cost of the service, with it, of course, being month-to-month, Mr. Dolan, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether, will be charged today's date, the 29th of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249. And that $249 is a fixed flat rate, which means it'll never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees whatsoever. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost as well. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 29th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249. And again, that rate will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause the service too. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, even pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Dolan, all that we do request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Stephen, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Dolan, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. In about a minute or so, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I don't have one handy.
That's okay. You're going to get it by way of email. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that day if it's during business hours, or the next day if they receive that email after business hours. The email address will be on the confirmation email that you get in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. Mr. Dolan, when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business, though, is for me to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We schedule by the hour, but the call takes about a half an hour. And we could actually get you in at 5 o'clock, about an hour from now, if that works for you. If not, we can take a look at tomorrow's calendar.
Yeah, it'll be tomorrow.
Okay. Earliest would be 9 o'clock. The last one would be 5 o'clock. Looks like there's just about one or more spots available every hour in between. Did you want something kind of mid-morning, early afternoon, or late in the day tomorrow?
Afternoon would be perfect.
Okay. So I've got, let's see, there's a 3, 4, or 5 o'clock, or 1 o'clock.
Let's do 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock? Okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 3 o'clock until 4. Like I said, it's a one-hour window, but the call takes about half that time. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. If I am on a call and I don't get a lot of advance notice, it might be, you know, 3:05, or might be right at 3 o'clock, but You know, they're going to call you one way or another. They'll have your file and they'll take really good care of you. I did want to add a little bit of extra protection on your account, just a layer of security, whether I am on that follow-up call or not. A question and an answer here that we'll have on file. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Dolan Construction, even if it's you, Stephen, and we recognize your voice, we might still ask you for the answer to the security question. More importantly, Mr. Dolan, anyone who calls you moving forward and identifies themselves as either Google or even Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information within 30 seconds, just politely let them go. If they're calling you and asking you for more money, politely let them go. Again, the voice verification attaches to your account. It is for your protection. It clearly states it bills once a month on the 29th for $249 and never a penny more. Now, the options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
What's the option again?
It's the city you were born in or your first pet's name. There is also the option of your mother's maiden name, but I wouldn't recommend that one. That's a little more sensitive than the other ones are.
Let's do first pet's name and then do Bo.
You said Bo?
Yeah, B-E-A-U-X.
With an X at the end? Okay. All right, I have to type it in twice. But you're all set and scored away there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you? It looks like so far they've just sent the one that I want you to see. The welcome email should be sent out shortly, but the one that they've already sent, and I'm glad it's just the only one right now, is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on it, you should have gotten either the email and probably the text message, but if you click on it, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash, your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Are you able to see that?
Yes.
Okay, so the blue click here is actually hyperlinked. And if you click right on the click here, it'll take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Now, I do want to be respectful of your time. I don't want to walk you through everything there. Google is going to be our main focus, though. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, but like 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing instead of Google. Most of those people are doing that search on their smartphone. That's a lot of people, a lot of opportunities. We want you to get those calls too. So we'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's everything Google wants to see. You've already got a website, so we're not going to do a website for you, although we can. If you decide at some point that you want a new website, we wouldn't be able to make changes to your existing website. Mind you, it's someone else's and someone else's server. But we could do a whole new website at no additional cost. But like I said, I already like your website. We'll just go with that one. We are going to do the Facebook ads. Like I said, I don't want to walk you through everything. But there's a long line that's got your mobile number just below it, and just below that are a couple of boxes. We would want you to click on both of those. One says, I agree to receive SMS messages. Those are, of course, just text messages through the computer. And the other one says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We'd want you to click on both of those boxes. In the longer box below that where it says click here and type in your name as seen above, it's got an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That box is where you would click and either copy and paste your name or type it in. If you type it in, it's case sensitive, so the S and the D are capitalized. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after. It has to be an exact match. But once you've got Stephen Dolan in that box, click the confirm signature box to the right of it. That'll do a few things. It'll, of course, actually let us know that you know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, reduced the cost, etc. It will let us release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it's not. So it is an important step in the process. Stephen, you'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know if it takes you to that login page.
Yeah, I'm in the login now.
Okay. Mr. Dolan, you can actually stop right there. This is our automated system thinking both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it now. So it is asking you to log in. Now, neither of which is really true. We do have to do the client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track. So in about a day or so, once your tracking system is active, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password that you can change if you like. Some people never change it, and that's okay too. It looks like I can actually give you the username. That has already been assigned. The password has not, but the username has been assigned, and it cannot be changed. Luckily, though, it's easy to remember. In this case, it's your phone number. The area code is included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, your username is and will be 504-377-7909. I'm actually going to send you a calendar invite to the email that we've got for that client interview tomorrow. It's going to say local splash CIENG, that stands for client interview in English. And it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. And then at 2 o'clock, our automated email system will also send you a reminder that that call itself is scheduled at 3 tomorrow. Like I said, I hope I'm in between phone calls when our technician is ready to give you a call very early in that 3 o'clock hour. I'd certainly be happy to speak with you again. Real pleasure speaking with you today, Mr. Dolan. I do want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you, get that website in front of more people in your area needing your services, wanting to get your phone ringing, and looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
I appreciate you too, Mr. Dolan. Steven, you take care. You have a great rest of the day, sir.
You as well. Bye.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. Bye now.